Californians will vote in the fall on whether to recall Democratic Governor Gray Davis. Commentator Pat Morrison says there's something especially exasperating about the whole thing.
It isn't just the cost of it, although $30 or $40 million is not chump change even in California, where a billion is practically a tip. It isn't the inconvenience of voting on the odd date of October 7th, although holding an election so close to Halloween is just asking for trouble. It's that the recall confirms all the ludicrous things about California that Californians have been working so hard to live down. The hot tub state, the surf dude state, the land of fruits and nuts. In the New York Times recently, columnist Bill Sapphire revived the old left coast canards, ragging on initiative-happy California, where a million signatures could indict a ham sandwich. On whole wheat toast, he wrote, with alfalfa sprouts. For good or ill, California is used to sticking its neck out first. 100 years ago, L.A. became the first American city to adopt the recall initiative. The politicians considered it a rather droll idea, which the serious-minded would not take to, but voters approved it 4-1, and in 1938, L.A. became the first major city to recall its mayor, the stupefyingly corrupt Frank Shaw. But state recall rules have no standards for what makes for a recallable offense. A governor needn't be a criminal or immoral or drunk or stupid. If Mayor Shaw had been Governor Shaw, enough outraged school teachers and grammarians could have launched a recall against him for his dumb speech praising the city's sympathy orchestra. To make a recall happen, California needed the signatures of only 12% of last election's voters. And of California's 20 million eligible voters, only 22% bothered to vote last time. So it took less than a million of them to force this recall, or to indict a ham sandwich. The vote on whether to recall the old governor and the list of candidates from which to choose a new one are on the same ballot, and it's beginning to look like half the people who signed the petitions may be running. Among the definites and the possibles, Daryl Issa, a Republican from San Diego who is the 7th richest man in Congress. He bankrolled the recall petitions, but once voters find out he's the guy who made his fortune on the car alarm, that bleep, 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 that wakes him up at 3 o'clock in the morning, his numbers may have nowhere to go but down. A divorced couple, Michael and Arianna Huffington. Arianna, a conservative who turned crusading columnist, could be the state's first woman governor. And Michael, who bankrolled his own candidacy for the Senate and lost, could be the state's first gay governor. Don't ask. Arnold Schwarzenegger, who would be the state's second Republican actor governor, 5 multimillionaires, 4 calling birds, oh, sorry, wrong script. And there are plenty of candidates who keep the nuts and sprouts stereotypes alive and thriving, like the retired cop who campaigned to legalize pet ferrets and the programmer whose website sells underwear bearing her campaign slogan. And the one-name woman who became famous for making herself famous, Angeline. For 20 years, her bubblegum pink sunglasses and Grand Canyon cleavage have appeared on billboards all over Los Angeles. Her campaign motto, enough gray, vote pink. So color the Golden State pink, as in embarrassed.
The comments of Pat Morrison, a writer for the Los Angeles Times and author of Rio LA, Tales from the Los Angeles River.